بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حمران ابن أعيان. Previously we talked about Zurara. Zurara had a few brothers. Amongst them was Humran. Humran also was an amazing person, a great scholar and a great narrator of hadith. Imam al-Kadhim says about him that he was amongst the Hawariyin of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam says that I and my father will be amongst those who take and hold Humran and take him to paradise with us. In a very beautiful incident, Zurara narrates that I went to Medina when I was young and I saw that Imam was sitting and hijama was being done on him. And he saw me, he asked me, are you from the family of A'yan? He says, yes, I am Zurara. And so the Imam asked him, did Humran come with you? And so Zurara said, no, he didn't. And so the Imam told him that, give my salams to Humran. Indeed, إِنَّهُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَقَّ. Truly is a true believer. In fact, this is very interesting. Humran once comes to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and tells him that I will not leave the city. This is a lesson for us. He says, I will not leave the city until you tell me my station in your eyes. And so the Imam tells him, أَنْتَ لَنَا شِيعَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Subhanallah. Tells him, you are our Shias in this world as well as the hereafter. One lesson that we learned from Humran, it is said that Humran would always, whenever he was sitting in a gathering, he would always make sure that the conversation is about the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. It's about the Ahlul Bayt. It's about knowledge. And so whenever the conversation would move away, he would try his best to bring it back to something related to the Ahlul Bayt and to the knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt. And after some time, if it would not work, he would actually leave the gathering.